For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid and Maya Lakidelbaum. Côte des Neiges and DG Borough residents will lose an essential service after Montreal police announced that Station 11 in NDG will close and integrate into Station 9 in neighboring Côte-Saint-Luc. According to the SPVM, the integration of both police stations is for operational purposes, since the goal is to form a greater critical mass. NDG Borough Mayor Sue Montgomery said she was disappointed to learn of the closure of Station 11, especially that the station has been, quote, breaking barriers and building trust with residents of NDG, especially newcomers. The exact date of the integration of the two stations is still unconfirmed. Members of Divest McGill, a student-led activist organization, congregated around the James Administration Building on Tuesday, February 18, blocking all five entrances. Here is Maya Lakidelbaum's report on this story. This report was created for CJLO News on Wednesday, February 19.
We just walked out of a 7.5-hour occupation of the James Administration Building.
Security guards stationed at every entrance blocked access to McGill's administration building yesterday. Divest McGill shut down the building, demanding the university immediately divest from TC Energy. This is the company behind the Coastal GasLink on Wet'suwet'en territory. Kellen Oikawa is a member of the student-led activist group and showed up at 8:30 yesterday morning to blockade the building.
McGill is not blameless in this. They do have fossil fuel holdings up to $30 million in Canada alone, and principally $6.5 million of that is in TC Energy.
Divest McGill is also demanding the university fully divest from the fossil fuel industry. McGill has already refused to sell off its fossil fuel stocks three times since 2013. The last decision was made this past December, despite calls from staff, students, and the university's own Senate to do so.
We have to make sure that the university knows there's a material impact for their inaction, as much as there is a material impact for their action. It's not that divestment would be easy or instantaneous in its effects. It's about a larger social movement. It's about removing the social license for these companies to continue doing what they're doing.
McGill has vowed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by more than half in 5 years and to achieve carbon neutrality in 20 years. Maya Lakidelbaum for CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal.
Stories this week by Allison O'Reilly, Ahmed Mushtahid, and Maya Lakidelbaum. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.